Hello and welcome back to the WDIY 88.1 Teen Money Matters podcast. I'm your host, Eliza Moore, and today I'm here with Mia Napolitano, a student at Freedom High School. While you may plan for jobs after high school, planning for a career can be much more beneficial. A job is typically a short-term position with the purpose of making income without any opportunities for advancement and progression. A career is a position in which there are opportunities for advancement and progression, representing a long-term commitment to a specific field. Careers can create a stable lifestyle, both personally and financially, but they often require a higher education after high school. Today, we'll be talking about how you can plan for a career and set yourself up for success during high school and the benefits that may come with it. To start, Mia, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
My name's Mia, and I'm a senior in high school. I currently work a part-time job at a local chocolate shop, and in my free time, I like hanging out with my friends, playing tennis, and reading.
Mia, can you tell us what career you're hoping to pursue or what path after high school?
So I'm interested in going to the medical field, and currently I want to specialize in women's health.
And what drew you or interested you in becoming, someone in the medical field?
So as high school started and I was able to start choosing my classes, I started taking anatomy classes and science classes. And through that, I became aware of opportunities like shadowing that helped me immerse myself into medicine.
Have you always been interested in having a career like someone in the medical field may have? Or have you maybe ever been interested in having just a job?
I've definitely been more focused on having a career because it's more financially sustainable and you can progress through the career instead of just remaining stable in a job.
I think that's a really interesting point. I've definitely felt the same way. I'm not sure which career I'm hoping to pursue, but I'm leaving opportunities open for things like law school or different advancements, maybe higher education after undergrad. But while preparing for that, have you spoken with anyone working in the field you're interested in, maybe through shadowing or informational interviews?
Yes. First, I started volunteering at a local hospital, and from there, I got to meet people of all different careers in medicine, including nurses and physicians. And as I got a little older, I started reaching out to local physicians in my area and asking to go in and shadow. And from there, I was able to ask them about salary, their daily life, and that helped reinforce that I wanted to go into healthcare.
I've had a similar experience. I reached out to the mayor and I shadowed him to get a good feel for, how it is like working in government. And I found it really interesting because I learned a lot about the field. While you were doing those job shadowings and those volunteerings, did you get a good feel for the work you would be doing, maybe in comparison to the pay or the salary you may receive?
Yeah, so all the physicians were very open about their day-to-day life and their salary and their family life, and I was able to follow them through clinical visits, even being able to sit in operating rooms during surgeries, so I was able to get a full grasp of what the whole career entails.
And this made you more interested in going into the medical field?
Yes, definitely. Even though the duration of schooling does hold some people back, I believe that with what I want to do in life and my interests and the salary will pay off.
I think that's really interesting. So now that you're a high schooler, how are you using your high school years to set yourself up for career success? Like joining clubs or volunteering?
Yeah, so I definitely focus on more healthcare. I started a medical club at my high school with a friend, and from there we're able to connect with other students interested in healthcare, and we're able to go around the community and host fundraisers, partnering with local nonprofits, which helped us connect with our community and give back to those who may be hurting, and also inspire younger students to also want to go into healthcare, especially as they become upperclassmen and start applying to college.
I think that's really great that you're inspiring younger students to pursue something like the medical field. Would you maybe recommend starting a medical club or joining one like that if someone's interested in the medical field?
Yeah, it's definitely great to have those resources, and if you can't find them, then you're always able to start them. And from there, you can reach out to local doctors, which I always host. I have guest speakers come in, and they allow the students to ask them about salary, about their daily life, and that also helps the students see if they can vision themselves doing the same thing. So then if they don't like the job that they thought they would have liked, then they're able to branch out into different careers before it's too late.
So not only are you teaching students about the medical field, but you're also showing them the financial aspects to it?
Yeah, definitely. Even though it's always important to consider finance, just you don't want to be stuck later in life. Mm-hmm. And you want to be somewhere where you like what you're doing, but you're also able to support yourself, support a family, and live your life.
I think that's really great. So other than extracurriculars, are there any specific classes you've taken in high school that you think will help you with your future goals?
Yeah, my high school has a set of classes that focus on biomedical sciences, which has definitely helped reinforce my passion because it puts us in real-world scenarios. We do skits of doctor and patient. We do a lot of observations through videos. We do a lot of labs, and that helped me and my peers really envision ourselves in healthcare. But it's also important to take classes beyond just your sole interest. For example, English, because doing a lot of schooling, you're going to need to write a lot, and you're going to need to be good at a variety of subjects, not just solely what your main interest is.
Right. Success in, undergrad school or any higher education, you're going to need to kind of use a variety of skills that you can build in high school. So have you taken any courses with maybe financial literacy aspects, or have you learned anything, you know, about the financial aspect of your future career during those biomedical science classes?
Yeah. In the biomedical classes, there will be days where it shows us several careers, and you can click on links that brings you to the person, and they will mention salary. And during several lessons, we are recommended to look up the salary of certain jobs, because that is an important thing to consider, especially with a bunch of schooling. And also, my school requires several classes like freshman seminar and sophomore seminar that help show students the importance of financial stability and helps introduce us to things like taxes and bills that we might have not known the specifics of beforehand.
So while you've pursued your interest in the biomedical field, you've also really learned about salary and important things, and also other aspects that you may have when it comes to having a career, like paying your taxes and doing that sort of thing?
Yeah, definitely. You really need to consider not just the career, but what your life's going to look like and other goals in life, like traveling and raising a family. And you need to make sure you're in a good spot, that you're able to do all that while still pursuing a career that you like.
That's really great. So when you are, you know, maybe looking at electives and activities that align with your career interests, do you ever choose those activities that may make you look more appealing for job applications or school applications?
Yeah, I've definitely tended to focus on more on honors and AP classes, just preparing for college, knowing that they'd rather see that than lower level classes. And I believe from a personal standpoint, you're able to get more out of those classes since they're at a higher level.
I agree. I've pursued a lot of AP classes, honors level courses, not only so I can get a better education, but also because a lot of colleges may accept AP credits or dual enrollment credits, and that can lower the cost of your tuition. Have you ever thought about, you know, maybe taking those AP classes and getting credit in the hopes of, you know, not having to pay as much for college, since you're going to have a lot of schooling on the pre-med track?
Yeah, definitely the season of AP tests is always a stressful time for me, because I highly value getting those high scores. And every July when I open them, and I know that my hard work paid off, and I'm hoping that the school I am accepted into accepts the credits, because we know some only accept 3s, some only accept 4s, some only 5s. So it is definitely important to consider when looking at colleges which credits they accept, including dual enrollment also.
And so taking those AP courses, you think, has benefited you and maybe made it easier for you when it comes to paying for college, at least for some of it?
Yeah, definitely. Every AP class I've taken, the teachers really reinforce the idea that if we excel, we could be saving thousands of dollars in a couple years.
I agree with that, because not only do those classes prepare you for a higher education and maybe a career that you're interested in, but they also can help lower that cost of college tuition, which can make it a lot easier to advance and maybe get opportunities for a better career. So what are some of the ways that you as a high school student have made yourself stand out when it comes to the biomedical field?
So as I said before, I think my main thing is starting the medical club and really taking that initiative, because I looked around my school and realized that beyond just the biomedical classes, we didn't really have many resources for pre-med kids, even though I know a handful of students that really want to be nurses, doctors, etc. So I took that initiative, connected with my community, connected with younger students. I also have extracurriculars that are beyond just medicine. For example, I'm in student council where I'm treasurer. And from there, I handle the finances for my grade, which has really taught me about budgeting and handling the large amounts of money. And I also am part of French Club, and this year I will be president, which helps balance me out because even though I am very interested in medicine, that's not my only interest. So doing stuff beyond just medicine helps balance my life and make me stand out beyond just someone doing one thing.
You seem very involved, but it's good to have that balance because it can help you prepare for, you know, having a career later in life because life isn't all about your job. It's also about making sure you stay involved with other things. So talking about balance, how do you balance your schoolwork with building experiences outside of the classroom?
I would say almost every day after school, I stay at least an hour just either at clubs or meeting up with teachers if I need extra help in the classes. And summertime's a great opportunity to really expand your extracurriculars. Not having school gives you a lot of time to be working more to save up money or think of how you're going to advance the extracurriculars you're in when the school year starts, and really gives you that free time to reflect on the past year and go into the next school year ready to expand what you've done the past year.
So you mentioned working and your part-time job. Is working always a top priority for you, seeing as you get paid for your time compared to your extracurriculars?
I would say yes and no. Money is definitely very important, but I also want to put my interests first. So I try to find a balance between both, like working at least like 12 hours a week, but still having time to run the club and not let other things fall behind.
I definitely feel the same way. I think that, you know, because I work a part-time job as well, I think that it's important to work and save up for my future, but it's also important to help prepare me for my future through, you know, extracurriculars that are kind of geared towards my career interests. Do you think that certain career-building extracurriculars make you more employable during high school at your part-time job?
Yeah, definitely. When I first applied for the job, it was my first job, and I wasn't sure what to expect or if I was even qualified. And when I sat down for that interview, I had plenty of things to talk about since I'm so involved in school. So I was able to really connect with my boss and the employers, and he saw my passion, he saw the hard work, and he immediately hired me just based off of how involved I am.
I had a really similar experience. While you're involved in extracurriculars that may be preparing you more for the future, it can be really important to think about how they can help you in the present as well. So when you think about your career, is your future career, is salary something that influences your decision when thinking about it, or is it more about passion and purpose?
Well, I think the main thing first is definitely passion, because when you're choosing a career, you're going to be doing that for decades, and you don't want to put yourself in an unhappy position because that will make you unhappy doing something every day that you don't like. But at the same time, salary is something you definitely have to factor, because you are doing that job for so long, you're going to need to be able to sustain the life you want to live. So I think both are definitely important factors, but salary shouldn't just be the only thing you're focusing on.
So finally, what's one last piece of advice you would give to maybe someone going into their freshman year of high school on planning for their future career?
I would say just keep challenging yourself and don't be scared to take that extra step. For example, I waited till junior year to start the medical club, but it was something I thought about since my first year, and I didn't have the confidence or really know where to go. But there's so many resources, either talking to upperclassmen, even looking online, and just challenging yourself. Don't be scared to take a class. The teachers are there to help you. Your student peers are there to help you. And just really make the most of the 4 years so you can be set up for a good life after high school.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join me today, Mia. This is WDIY 88.1, Teen Money Matters. We'll be back after a short break.
WDIY presents a selection of award-winning podcasts that air weeknights from 6 to 7 p.m., Listen to important conversations regarding art, science, business, health, and more here in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Check our website for new topics and archived programs. WDIY podcasts are on 88.1 FM, streaming at wdiy.org, on the app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome back to the WDIY 88.1 Teen Money Matters podcast. I'm your host, Eliza Moore, and today I'm here with Sean Veneman, a student preparing for college. While building a career often requires further education or training after high school, the planning starts much earlier. Today, we'll dive into how high school students can start thinking about their future careers and make smart choices that can lead to both personal success and financial well-being. To start, Sean, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my name's Sean Veneman. I'm a senior at Freedom High School. I like to think that I'm really involved in my community and trying to make a difference in the world that I live in. I'm also very involved with money in many ways.
What career or field are you currently most interested in after high school, and how did you discover that passion?
So right now I'm looking at going into law, specifically corporate litigation, which is like a business type of law, mainly because I am fascinated by the United States legal system and also business. Like, I really am fascinated by like how companies work and like mergers between companies and stuff like that, which is like something that really like stands out to me.
Wow, it sounds like you have a real passion for that. Was it early on in high school that you discovered that interest, or maybe more recent?
I actually discovered my interest closer to middle school, specifically the law part of that interest.
So you've had a long time to prepare.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming now.
So you're considering college then, wanting to go to law school?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm thinking going to law school, but before that, since like you can't go straight into law school, I was thinking going into marketing to kind of match the business side of corporate litigation.
Oh, that's really interesting. So even though you plan to pursue that in college, have you maybe ever considered college alternatives?
I've considered military, whether it's going to like the military like school to become like a strategist, or like just going straight into like combat if college doesn't work out, but hopefully that doesn't happen.
Have you ever considered any options such as trade school besides the military? Do you think there may be any benefit to college alternatives?
I haven't really considered a trade, but there definitely is upsides to trades. Specifically the fact that like as soon as you leave high school, if you go to like the trade schools while you're in high school, like you can jump straight into your career and start making money right away, which is definitely an upside. But I haven't really looked too far into it, just because there is like a salary ceiling that you kind of hit at a certain point, where like with other jobs that you go to like the college to get like a college education for, there's a much higher ceiling to what you can make.
Yeah, so I definitely agree with you that I've never personally considered trade school or the military, but there is an upside to it because you can progress and you can start your own business and you learn a trade pretty quickly and you can start making money right away.
Yeah.
So now that you're preparing to go on to undergrad and then law school, how are you preparing now in high school to build towards that goal?
Right now, it's mostly just resume building, just trying to make myself stand out when I enter the application process. So obviously, like I'm pretty involved. I run a student advocacy group for school funding. Specifically, it targets equitable school funding in like poor districts, kind of like how Bethlehem, because we are a underfunded school district. So I've been involved in that, and we actually did get $10 million more in funding for our district 2 years ago, which was a really big accomplishment that I'm super proud of.
That's super awesome. So yeah. That's taught you a lot about maybe the financial aspects of,
absolutely,
you know, something such as a school district, even though it might not be what you're interested in. You've learned a lot about funding and how it goes into certain aspects of a business.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, if you think about it, the like government is like a giant business because they have to manage like funds and allocate different stuff to different places. It really is like a business in a way.
So that's definitely helped you when thinking about your law interest and the legal system, mm-hmm, in America.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you participate in any activities geared towards your career interest in law? Maybe clubs, volunteering, job shadowing?
So this year when I go to Freedom, I am doing an internship with Judge Sletvold at the Northampton County Court. And then also like obviously the advocacy thing. And I'm student body president at Freedom High School. So it kind of like, it's like its own microcosm of politics, like at like a high school level, if that even makes sense. For student government, you do have to like work with people and like try to figure out like where people's strengths lay and how you can kind of like match people up together to like make sure like everything runs smoothly for different events, whether it's fundraising or just like a fun like event.
So with fundraising and kind of organizing that, have you learned a lot about certain financial aspects such as saving, budgeting, things that may help you out in the future?
It definitely has, because whenever we're planning a big event, like when we did the Powder Puff Games, there was a bunch of fundraising that we had to do to make sure that we met our budget, to make sure we could make the entire event like happen. So that's definitely taught me a bunch and showed me like the amount of work that goes into the planning process of running events like that.
So thinking about your future career in corporate litigation, did maybe you learn about the salary? Because I would assume that they make a very high pay rate. Or maybe the work that it would take to get you there when, you know, kind of settling down and focusing on that certain career?
I've definitely considered it just because my philosophy when it comes to like getting a job is there should be like a good balance between the amount of money you make so that you can do what you want outside of your job, but there should also be like a passion for what you're doing. And I feel like corporate litigation definitely balances those out like in the most optimal way for me, because like I said, I'm very passionate about like the legal system, but I also want to be able to like do what I want to do outside of my job, because that doesn't define who I am to like its totality. So.
And salary played a part in that decision as well?
Yes. Yes. Just because since it pays well, I'm able to do fun things outside of my job and like go travel the world and experience things. So.
Okay. And how important is affordability when you're looking at colleges or, you know, law school after high school?
I'd say it's pretty important for me, just because I want to minimize the amount of student debts I have to pay off. While it's not entirely avoidable, trying to minimize the amount of damage it's going to do to my wallet is definitely something I've taken into account. So like I'm mostly looking at in-state schools, specifically Penn State, just because they've got a good business program that I can start my college career at. And it's also got a lot of, it's cheaper since it's in-state. So
you definitely considered affordability of a college as an important factor when planning for your future career?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And would you recommend other students start doing the same? Maybe earlier on in high school, they start thinking about affordability and ways to get into good schools to help prepare for their future careers? Or would you suggest that they maybe wait?
It's kind of a double-edged sword, because like at one point, like you should be planning like really far in advance to make sure like you're ready for your next step in life. But you also have to keep in mind, we're still very young. So it's kind of like, it's daunting to decide what you want to do for the rest of your life at such a young age, because it does shape the rest of your life's trajectory. So you just kind of have to play it day by day, year by year, about where your like head's at and what you want to do with your life and who you want to make yourself out to be.
I think that's really great advice. So what does success look like to you financially in the future?
Financial freedom is a major aspect that I want to be able to have in my life. I don't want to be bogged down by debts and payments and stuff like that. And that's really all I care about. I just want to be able to spend my money as I want to spend it, instead of just being completely locked down by mandatory payments.
So are you looking for a more stable income or one that increases over time? And what do you think might be the better decision for you?
I'm definitely looking to climb the corporate ladder, as like people say. Like I want to like build on my career, try to grow as a person in that way too, because I'm very goal oriented. So being able to advance myself in my career is a very big aspect to me that I want to be able to partake in, because I feel like it'd be really rewarding for someone like me.
So talking about being debt-free, do you think that maybe the activities that you participate in high school have made you a better candidate to receive things such as scholarships or some sort of financial aid when you go into college?
I would say so, just because of the amount of extracurriculars I'm a part of and the involvement that I have in my community. I feel like I'd have a pretty good shot at gaining financial aid if I were to apply to get loans and stuff like that. So I'd say so, yeah.
And so have you taken any dual enrollment or AP courses to maybe try and get credit when you go into college?
I haven't taken any dual enrollment, but I have taken a bunch of AP courses. Last year I took 5 and that absolutely killed me, so I don't recommend that to anyone. But AP courses are definitely a very very good idea if you want to try to minimize the amount of you're spending on college, just because a lot of colleges do accept credits and it does make your life a whole lot easier when you start applying. So
would you recommend taking courses like that, maybe going a little bit out of your comfort zone for a future student?
Absolutely, because then it can kind of like show you that maybe other career paths that you weren't considering before might be of interest to you. So it definitely widens your horizons because it is like a college level class. So it shows you like how your work might look like in college or beyond taking those classes. So,
yeah. Are there any specific classes that you've taken in high school that have really helped you learn about your interest towards the legal system or maybe help you learn more about them?
Two really stick out to me. My intro to law class that I took freshman year, which was really neat. It taught me about like the legal system and proceedings and stuff like that. And then another one would be AP Government and Politics, just because like it really broke down our government to its totality. Like I was able to see like all like the ins and outs of how our judicial system and legislative system and presidential system works, like all in tandem together to make our country run, which is really fascinating to me, like the politics side of it.
Yeah, I think it's really great to kind of explore your interests during high school when you're still young and not really locked into anything, because through activities such as volunteering or job shadowings or classes, you can learn a lot about what you're interested in before you're kind of set and focused or maybe paying for a college education. So do you think it's more important to love your job or make a stable income when you think about the path you're going to go on through higher education?
Like I said earlier, I feel like it is like there is a balance to be struck, just because like you don't want to be miserable because of your economic state, but you do want to make sure like you love your job and you're passionate about your job, because then like you'd be miserable if you weren't happy with what you're doing. So like there's got to be like a balance that you can find to optimize the amount of happiness you can get with your career. And it definitely comes with finding like the middle ground between those. So
yeah, I definitely agree with you, because something that's important to me is also, you know, being debt free and being comfortable financially.
Yeah, for sure.
But I also want to pursue my passions and maybe explore things that are interesting to me so that I don't feel trapped in my job.
Absolutely.
So say in 10 years from now, what is your ideal financial situation? Maybe owning a home or starting your own business or practice?
10 years from now, let's see. I will be 3 years out of college, as long as everything goes well with law school. So hopefully by then I'll have like my own house, settle down, have a family, you know. That's the goal. And then hopefully I'll be able to start my career in hopefully a larger law firm, because that is where the money is made. So that's what I'm looking at.
So have you done any planning, you know, set in stone planning to help you get there?
I'm just starting out at college and just making sure I get through that first, just because it is like a one step at a time thing. I've looked a little bit into law firms and like how much money you can make as a lawyer in the corporate world. But I haven't looked as far into that as I am at college right now, just because it is step by step, day by day. So
yeah, thank you so much for talking to me today, Sean. This has been WDIY 88.1 Teen Money Matters. Have a great rest of your day.
Teen Money Matters is supported by the Dexter F. and Dorothy H. Baker Foundation, who believes youth financial literacy contributes to a young person's lifelong success and invites you to join them in supporting the success of Lehigh Valley youth.